Have you ever put your mobile phone, your mobile recording device, on the dashboard in front of you as you drive a car, especially as you pull out of a parking space going particularly slowly? Yeah. Do you ever record yourself talking? Maybe even just talking to yourself? Do you ever do that? And I suppose my final curiosity is, do you ever put a daily recorded diary up on the internet as a podcast? Well, I'm looking for somebody who has done all these things. They'll give me encouragement, or their existence will give me encouragement to sustain this new intention. For years I've been podcasting, but I don't do a daily podcast. And I thought, well, look, maybe I'll do a daily podcast. I mean, it's ages since I've done a personal podcast. So a daily podcast, how about that, Paul? Okay, I've got to be careful how I'm driving now. There are one-way streets in Cork. And I am going past the City Hall. The City Hall has a big red sign called We Are Cork. It's a bit like, well, it's a bit like as if there was a big effort a few years ago. Probably a goodly amount of money spent on it. Producing an image that says We Are Cork. Is that a copy of, you know, We Are Paris, We Are New York, We Are San Francisco, which has me thinking about the cities with which Cork is twinned. San Francisco is one, I know. Shanghai is another, number two. I think Marseille might be. These might all be called second cities. Anyway, I'm driving to a small town, maybe about 10, maybe 15,000, no more than that. We don't call them cities in Ireland. Well, we only got, what is it, six cities on the island? Belfast, Dublin, Cork, Waterford, Limerick, Kilkenny, and I'm not quite sure if Derry / Londonderry is officially a city. But anyway, I'm driving out to this town called Middleton, which has a terrific main street, and there is a fishmonger on the main street in Middleton, and they're called Ballycotton Seafood, and I'm going to buy a Dover sole. I call it a black sole. Not even 100% sure that there isn't a difference, but I don't think there is. Anyway, I want to get a Dover sole, or a black sole, because my sister, Dee, is going to come to dinner tonight. And this is a big honour. Well, I'm treating it as if it's a big honour. And I got to push the boat out and cook something special. Anyway, that is my favourite fish. Yeah. I'll fry it and get the fishmonger to take all the take the head off and take all the bones or the spikes out of the side of the fish, and I won't take the, what do you call it, the spine of the fish bone out. I won't take the fish bone out because I like to leave that in, and I like to maybe take it out at the table. I mean, there are not that many culinary arts that I have, that I can still do. Once upon a time I was pretty good actually at cooking, but I'm a bit out of practice. So there. This should be the end of my first episode. I'm just going over the bridge and I'm now heading to the north side of Cork City. the centre of Cork City is an island, and I'll never forget in 2005 when getting ready to come to Cork, which I didn't really know at all. I looked up on a map and I saw that the centre of Cork City and the centre of the River Lee was an island. And I decided, as a sort of flight of fantasy, that it would be terrific to get a map of Paris and get a map of Cork and take Île de la Cité out of Paris and put the island in the centre of Cork into Paris. So swap the two islands out. And then I started to think that a section in Cork would be called the island, but it isn't. There's no island in the middle of Cork as far as the people of Cork are concerned. But I really would say that a whole lot of people who don't know Cork well and who have to cross, you know, one bridge from the north to the island and another bridge from the island to the south, would well think of Cork as a city with an island heart. I set out once to try to find out how many bridges there are over off the island, or over, you know, off the island in Cork, and there seems to be some difference of opinion. I found two different figures. Some of the bridges are almost impossible to find, and some of them are underground. See, Cork City was built on a swamp. Anyway, I'm no expert on this, but I was fascinated. There are an awful lot more bridges over the River Lee in Cork than over the River Seine in Paris. Now, I'm not going to take my hands off the steering wheel in order to stop recording. I'm going to be very, very ultra safe. I do actually want to get to... Where is it I'm going to? Middleton. Yes, Middleton. I wasn't testing whether you were listening or not. I want to get to Middleton safely. I could have gone into the English market to buy Dover Sole, but I find myself with a bit of time on my hands. Yeah, I've got a bad right hand. I believe it's now tendonitis. And there's something wrong in my right hand, and it means that I can't hold the steering wheel with five fingers. I can only hold it with four fingers of my right hand. The left hand's okay. So I do feel about 99.99% safe driving the car. But yes, I got more time on my hands because I can't play golf. And it's a bit dispiriting, I think it would be dispiriting if I drove out to the golf club, Cove Golf Club, and settled down and had a cup of coffee or a cup of tea there while looking out at a golf course I know I would love to be playing. Anyway, the weather's horrible today, meaning that it's very, very damp, that it's quite chilly, and it was windy earlier on. And Cove Golf Club is up on the side of quite a steep hill. And if there's any trace of wind in Cork, it's quadrupled up on the top of, I'll call it the mountain on which Cove Golf Course is built. By the way, it isn't a mountain. You know, you could walk up the hill. Oh, the minutiae of the daily life. There's the Maxhall filling station as I drive eastward towards Waterford, out of Cork, by the way. But as I drive eastward, I pass two filling stations, and it reminds me that my daughter, Grace, is able to drive. Passed her driving test earlier this year. Is a good driver, I have to say. And I quite happily, in a very relaxed way, lent her my car. I better make sure that the insurance is fully paid up to date. I don't know if she would notice whether it was or not. But anyway, and actually, she's on my my insurance policy. Anyway, coming back to this issue, that the car was out of petrol yesterday morning, so I gave her €40 via Revolut. And then she told me this morning that she had difficulty paying €40 for petrol and had to pay 50. And so the poor creator doesn't have €10 to spare. Or so she, her tone of voice suggested. So I said I'd send her the extra 10 euros. And since I'm driving the car with all that fuel in it, I don't mind. I'll do more driving in it than she will. It's going to be 4 minutes until I get to the tunnel. Yes, or the road to Dublin. You know, the tunnel under the River Lee in Cork is the biggest civil engineering project in the country at one stage. Now, I better stop recording. Absolutely. I mean, of course, I suppose if I go on a bit longer, some people will be saying, I wish he wouldn't stop. Whereas 99.99% of the people will be saying to themselves nothing. They'll have turned off already. Now I'm at the Glanmar roundabout. Anyway, this means nothing to anybody unless you take out a kind of large map of Cork or go into your... What's the Apple app called? Maps. I use Google Maps. I forget, ages ago I formed the opinion that the Apple app, the one to tell you where to go, was inferior to the Google one. But I haven't tested that in, 6-7 years. Now maybe in fairness to poor old Apple, who deserve, a break to help them survive, I should load up the app, their app. I have it, but I'd have to, what do they call, turn on mobile data in order to use it. Now, where am I going? Yes, okay. Massive roadworks and huge roadworks over the last few years at this roundabout, which is, it's the roundabout when you come out of the tunnel and I can't remember it. I'm going to Tangible this evening. Tangible's a network led by a man, an Irish man, who lives in Australia. Fantastic guy. I should remember his name, but this is terrible. Anyway, Tangible's a network. A kind of a very loose network of people, predominantly Irish, I think, but around the world, Irish diaspora. It isn't the Irish diaspora network or anything like that, but every 2 months, I think, there's a meeting online. The only face-to-face meeting that's held is a hybrid one that was held in the month of August, late August, and it was held in Kilmallock. I can't remember why. But anyway, it means that at 10 o'clock tonight, I intend to go into an online meeting with people from Australia, Limerick, Dublin, New York. Wouldn't surprise me if there were people from San Francisco, and listen to the projects that they're all going on with. And the reason I even mentioned this, once upon a time I got an opportunity to talk a bit about an ambition I had, which was to set up a Toastmasters club called Toastmasters for Irish Diaspora, and it got a good reception. But it takes a lot of work and time to set up a new Toastmasters club. I did put in time and effort, And I did have a great enthusiastic collaborator. It wasn't in Toastmasters. And we did quite a lot of good talking together about it. And also connecting up with people that he knew and that I knew. And then our energy petered out. And I've never stopped thinking that that's a damn good idea. And in a sense, I associate that idea with Tangible. T-A-N-G-I-B-L-E. And I still can't remember what the wonderful founder of Tangible's name is. And as soon as I finished up trying to remember his name, it'll come back to me. I think he lives in Melbourne, but he might well live in Sydney. Anyway, I'd like to go to Australia to watch the Ashes, England versus Australia. And I'd particularly like to go and see England play Australia in Brisbane, where my first cousin, Atty Omani, lives. Well, we always call him Atty. Now I can't even remember. Anthony, thank goodness. I can remember. Anthony Omani, living in Brisbane, Australia. And his wife, Jerry. Woman, by the way. There we are. I'm off. Well, I'm on the road. But this is the first of perhaps daily, or the longer I think about it, the more I think, well, maybe I'll just do them every 2 days. Or maybe every 3 days, who knows? 16 minutes, that's a lot of time to be listening. If you have listened to all 16 minutes, 17 minutes now, I'm going to put you in a special draw for the Paul Omani podcast. Free trip to Glenmire.